Hello?
Yes, hi, may I speak with Clarence?
This is he.
Hi, my name is Jerry. I'm calling for National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. First, what are the chances you will vote in the November general elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Probably vote 50-50 or will not vote?
I will vote.
Okay. Now, what is your age?
72.
Thank you. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
African American.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
I'm a 10.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. First of all, Donald Trump as former president, do you approve or disapprove?
I disapprove highly.
And you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
I strongly disapprove.
The next one, Joe Biden as president, do you approve or disapprove?
I strongly approve him.
Thank you. The next one, Marcy Kaptur as Congresswoman. Do you approve or disapprove?
I strongly approve of her. She's a good lady. And the last one,
Sherrod Brown as Senator. Do you approve or disapprove?
Very good guy. I strongly approve of her.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression, if you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. The first one, Derek Merrick, do you have a favorable?
I don't know nothing about him.
Okay, Donald Trump, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Unfavorable opinion.
Okay, Barry or somewhat?
Who?
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Next one, Marcy Kaptur, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Next one, Joe Biden, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. The next one, the first energy. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
About what?
First energy.
I'm undecided right now.
All right.
So much stuff going on.
All right. The next one, Democrats in Congress. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Favorable opinion. Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. And the last one, Republicans in Congress, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat
very
unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Now, if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Democrat.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, or another candidate?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Now, if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Democrat Sherrod Brown.
Thank you. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Democrat Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin?
No,
or would you say there is no chance?
No.
Okay, now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders.
I don't want to hear that. Bye.